Welcome back to Leatherheads Footy. My name is Morgan and this is my Round 2 AFL Supercoach team reveal. Starting in the back line, Doherty, a little bit disappointing, 73, especially at the price that he's in, but I'm backing him in to be a top 6 defender at the end of the year. Dacos, sensational game, incredible average of 139 and just so effective with his disposals, gets involved in scores, plays in a good team, so that's helped his disposals result in scores for the Magpies. Got tagged at the start of this game, but halfway through the second quarter, Port Adelaide gave up on the tag because he was still having quite a big influence, and then he just went bananas from there, kicked 2 goals. Really incredible game from him. McGrath, 101, you got to take that, really, at the price that he is coming in. Just a little bit worried about the distribution of points in the Bombers' back line. Even though they're chipping it around, you've got him, Ridley, Massimo D'Ambrosio came in for this game, and he scored okay. And then Mason Redmond had a much bigger game. So for these defenders, I'd much rather a guy that's sort of the one guy coming out of their defence, like Dacos is for the Magpies, even Doherty to a lesser extent for the Blues. But I've got bigger issues at the moment that I want to fix up. Bowes brought him in when Liam Jones went down with that injury. Jones ended up playing this week, but got to be happy with that result. Bowes was taking kick-ins for the Cats, so I think as long as Stewart's out, maybe he holds on to that role, which is really good for him. Missed a late shot at goal for the Cats, and that could have put them in contention to win the game, and obviously more points for Bowes, so it could have even been a better game than that, but he just looked really clean and composed in a game that was quite high pressure. Jinbi, must-have rookie, is playing inside mid, so he gets those contested possessions, clearances, tackles, all that sort of thing. And Constable, he's a guy, a basement price, basically, so it's not really an issue, but he's a guy that potentially could be squeezed out of that Suns team. Lockie Weller came back this game, and he still scored okay, but you've still got Will Powell to come back into the team, and Buderick, but I think Buderick is a little bit further off. In the midfield, glad I've got a couple of big dogs in there. Oliver had another really big game against the Lions, but we know what we're going to get from him. He's super consistent. Bont as well. Even though the team was being well beaten, I think that's a really good showing from him, and he'll look to have an even bigger ceiling game in the next couple coming up against Brisbane, who doesn't tag, must-win game for the Bombers. I think you can expect him to go massive again. I didn't have a player I could use for a loophole, so had to fall back on Bont as the captain after my VC didn't quite work on Dunkley. Tom Green, fantastic again. Lots of handballs, lots of inside work, so he gets those clearances, and hopefully GWS can capitalise with some scores on the outside. And Hopper, he's one I'm glad I held. Considered trading a little bit, but not really, because if, like, comparing him to Warple, he's basically the same price as Warple, and you'd much rather Hopper for his, like, guarantee of role. He's just a better player. He's older. He's more secure, and he had a big game against Adelaide. Adelaide are giving up points to inside mids, though. That's something to consider for future matchups. They play the Power this week, which will be important when I get to the forward line. Warple, another really solid game from him. Hawks are getting smashed. He's obviously not going to be tagged because he can't really kick the ball very well. And I can't see anyone else really coming into that Hawthorn midfield to replace him. So lock and load for this week. Callahan, a little bit down game. He did get injured at the start of this, though. But a lot of outside stuff, and potentially not as good of a game for the Giants this week as it was last. Just a heads up, this is my first time playing Supercoach. Like, I've made a team before, but I forgot to do my trades after round one and then gave up on it. So I'm still working out how the scoring works. I've come over from AFL Fantasy. So as far as I know, the scores will change. Prices. Like, I sort of understand the scoring, but the price changes, I think, change after this round. So with my trades last round, I was just getting in guys that I thought would get me more points on field because the price changes aren't relevant yet. And this week, I'm looking at trading in guys with low break evens that have high expected price changes and getting out guys that look like they're going to stagnate or drop in price. Ashcroft, must have midfield rookie, everyone will have him. He does get lots of clearances and tackles and contested possessions, but doesn't use the footy that well. So if he's not getting those clearances, you'd be concerned. And then Cam McKenzie, the Hawks were smashed by Sydney. So it's pretty impressive Warple was able to score as well as he did, but he's just that slightly bigger body, more used to getting his hands on the footy, whereas McKenzie would have struggled with Sydney being so dominant. And then in the ruck, Witz has started off with two pretty good matchups and capitalized. Hopefully he can continue with his hitouts to advantage, which again, you're relying on the Suns' midfielders a little bit, and hopefully they can come through, getting it down to Rowell and Miller, and then they can get it to Anderson, hopefully resulting in some scores. And Marshall, a big game, a little bit of a comeback game from last week where he played against Frio and Sean Darcy, played against English, who's not as competitive in the ruck, and he was able to take full toll there. And then moving into the forward line, as I mentioned before, put my vice-captain on Dunkley, but didn't actually have any non-playing players to use that loophole. He was good. He had lots of clearances. Him and Neil had lots of clearances. But I think maybe with Ashcroft coming into the midfield, there's not quite as many, you know, really high disposal games for those guys. Might be a little bit more of a balanced spread across the midfield with Dunkley, Neil, McCluggage, and Ashcroft. Rosie and Horn Francis, I'm putting them in a similar boat. Rosie was still quite lively, but the power was smashed. It's quite a change going from playing round one at Adelaide Oval, home crowd, smaller ground, under lights, to a day game at the MCG, really big ground, having to travel, lots of Collingwood fans there, and they were kind of blown out of the water after about the first quarter. But they come up against Adelaide this week, and Adelaide are giving up lots of points to inside midfielders with that high-pressure contested brand that they play, lots of possessions on the inside. GWS had high scores in round one, and Richmond had high scores in this past round. So I think we can expect these two to bounce back. Wouldn't be worrying about them yet. Taranto played Adelaide, as I mentioned. Hopper did better than Taranto did. But I think, you know, forward status, you've just got to keep him locked in as hopefully a top six forward by the end of the year. Tanner Bruin, I am concerned about. He's one I'm looking to trade out because he's barely hitting his break-even. He's sort of wasting a spot on field when I've got rookies that are scoring better than him. And then Harry Sheasel, another guy who's a must-have rookie, playing down back, really good decision-maker, really good ball user, and is getting like every opportunity that he could ask for playing in that North Melbourne backline. So that's my team so far. I scored 22. Yeah, I'm not sure if you can see that properly, but I scored 22-31 this round, which I think we had a round ranking of about 10,000, and my overall ranking is now in under 1500. As I said before, this is my first year playing Supercoach, so I will still need to get a hang of the price changes and a little bit more of an idea of the points. I do like, it seems like it rewards better players than AFL Fantasy does, so I like that, but will definitely take some getting used to. So if anyone has any tips or comments or knows anything that like seems obvious that you want to let me know, please do so. But I'll just continue to review my team and give my thoughts on the players, like what position they're playing, how the actual team selections and game style and matchups and stuff will affect them. But I'm still, you know, learning how the scoring works because it's a little bit more complicated than AFL Fantasy. Thanks for listening. I will see you next time.